17 past five. The Prime Minister has stripped two Cabinet Ministers of their portfolios today. Melissa Lee lost the Media and Communications portfolio. She's been booted out of Cabinet. Penny Simmons has lost disability issues. She was already outside of Cabinet. And Chris Luxon, the Prime Minister, is with us now. Hey, Chris.
G'day, Heather. How are you today?
Well, thank you very much. How has this gone down with your ministers? Are they shocked?
Well, look, I mean, what this has really been about is just saying I want the right people on the right assignments at the right time. And what has happened with both of these portfolios, whether it's been media and communications or disability issues, is that, you know, certainly in the last few months, they've got incredibly more complex and there's been a lot of changes in those portfolios. So it's important to have, you know, senior ministers considering those issues. And so, they're good, hardworking ministers. They've still got my full confidence. They've still got key roles to play with portfolios in our team and key roles to deliver on. But this is really just acknowledging that both those portfolios have changed, definitely got more complex, more complicated, and more challenged. And as a result, I want to make sure I get senior ministers who have adjacencies to them. So, you know, our media goes to Paul Goldsmith, and the reason is that actually Arts, Culture and Heritage controls New Zealand On Air and the Film Commission, and so there's a link there. Likewise, on MSD with Louise Upston, you know, actually the disability issues, Ministry for Disabled People, an agency of MSD. Right?
I get that. It's a reflection of the ones you're giving it to being able to take it, but it's also a reflection of the ones you're taking it away from just not being up to it. Was there a moment where you decided, Melissa Lee's not up to this job? Or was this just a reaction to her overall performance?
Well, look, I probably lead and manage in quite a different way in the sense of I talk to my ministers all the time about the challenges they've got with the content of their portfolios and also how they're going. And so in both these cases, over the last month or so, I've been talking to certainly Melissa and also with Penny about both these portfolios. And so, you know, it's very important to me. I talk to my ministers all the time.
So what you're saying is it wasn't a shock to them that they got demoted?
Well, we discussed those issues. I mean, obviously, I talked to them about that this morning and obviously made the decision. But, again, the issue is just recognising, Melissa Lee's a good, hardworking minister doing an exceptionally good job on ethnic communities. Penny Simmons got a hell of a mess to sort out on tertiary education. I want her focused on delivering that really, really well. And also in the environment portfolio.
Yeah.
So, it's just actually looking across my team and actually making sure I've got each of my ministers well defined on the right programs at the right time, with the right experience, and that's what I've done.
Yeah, with Penny.
And frankly, Heather, I'll continue to do it. You know, because I'm a big believer, and we've got very dynamic environments. It's very agile. And I appreciate it may not be the way that others have done in the past, but it's the right way to deliver the turnaround that New Zealand needs.
Well, that's why I was asking you how this went down with your ministers, because the rest of them will be freaking out, right? They need to perform or they get demoted too, right?
Well, that's been the culture that I created when I took over the leadership of the National Party, is that we have a performance culture in our team. Our team has come together incredibly well. We put the right people on the right assignments. And I think when you look across my team, people would say we've got a very strong set of ministers performing well. And so, that's the culture that we've built, which is that we support each other. We make sure that we've got the right people with the right expertise on the right places. And I've done that very intentionally, very thoughtfully. And as I said, I have ongoing conversations with all the ministers about, what they're hearing in the stakeholder communities that their portfolios touch, how they're going personally. What do they need in terms of help and assistance, and what are the challenges that are happening in their portfolio? So, it's just maybe it's a different way of working, but coming from my background, it's very, very normal that you want every leadership team you're leading to be really optimised and everyone, feeling like they're set up for success and doing well.
Have you heard that the Waitangi Tribunal decision from the High Court is going to be released on Friday, not today?
I haven't had an update on that. All I know is it's a matter before the courts, and as you well know, I can't comment any further than that.
All right. Chris, thanks very much. Really appreciate your time. That's Chris Luxon, the Prime Minister.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.